views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live today. Last week, I promised that I was going to do a special show on 911, and then Elizabeth Beads, who is way more fun than trauma, asked to be on the show, and I thought, you know what? That sounds like more fun. So I just want to, our show today is going to be about the women's holistic business secrets. And Elizabeth is going to share with us three keys for spiritual women to rise in business and make a difference in the world.
Yes.
Yes.
Empowering women to stand in their strengths as holistic leaders. And Elizabeth Beads is a mentor and trainer for women in business. For 25 years now, a wellness entrepreneur, she founded Interior Wellness Magazine, Interior Wellness Festival, Mountain Spirit Festival, which I've had the pleasure of attending, and the Women's Holistic Business Academy. Yes, she is exclusively trained as a holistic practitioner. Elizabeth has thousands of hours of advanced work in many modalities, therapy, yoga, yoga therapy, massage, herbal and nutritional healing, Reiki, advanced energy healing, meditation. There's so much. Elizabeth has done it all. And she has worked also as a martial arts instructor, a yoga teacher, a nutritionist, wilderness guide, yoga studio and wellness center owner, and as a transformational event leader. She is a guide for entrepreneurial women to train holistic practitioners and spiritual leaders and teachers to fill their practice, lead transformational workshops to make money doing what they love. Oh, Elizabeth, we're so happy to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you. And I love that we're doing it live on Facebook. It's one of my favorite platforms.
Well, you know, I had you on the show a year ago, and you are the one who inspired me to do video.
Yay! That's so good. I love inspiring you.
Look at this. Like, here I am now doing live Facebook on video, dealing with, you know, the video, the energetic shifting, and the radio show all at once. I love it.
You're embracing technology to the fullest.
Well, maybe not to the fullest, but I'm working on it. So I'm so pleased to have you here today. We have so much going on. Please tell us what you like. Last time you were on the show was around, I don't know, a year ago or so. And I just want to hear what all of you been up to, because you've been doing some really amazing things. And before that, though, I just want to say to you, happy birthday. And congratulations on the cover of your magazine. You look amazing, beautiful, and it was about time.
Thank you so much, Colette. I should have a copy of the magazine right here, but I don't. So like Colette said, everyone, I've been publishing Interior Wellness Magazine for the last 11 years, and I've never been on the cover. And I put all sorts of other incredible women on the cover. And who thinks Colette should be? Vote below. It's pretty fun. Myself on the cover. I got brave enough to get visible and put myself on the cover. Who has seen it? You can all post below. Maybe somebody can post a picture of it below so that everybody knows what we're talking about. But yeah, that was a big step for me. It was a big, big act of courage for me to just get out there and put myself on the cover.
I'm really, really, really happy you've done that. I just forgot to mention that you can call in 1-800-930-2819. We're going to talk to Elizabeth about these secrets that she has for you to empower you if you're interested in moving into a holistic business. And also, we will be taking calls if you just want energetic shifting. Elizabeth, I'll just let you continue talking and shift people if they phone in and want to do that. So, for you right now, just tell us, what all have you been up to besides that?
Well, we've had an incredible year with working on some pretty big events like Mountain Spirit Festival. And we've just wrapped up a year of women going through the Women's Holistic Business Academy programs. And I get the honor of working with some really amazing holistic practitioners and spiritual leaders all across British Columbia to help them create businesses that are thriving so that they can make money and a difference doing what they love rather than struggling, which is really awesome. And they're just wrapping up their training. And it's been such an incredible gift to be alongside these amazing women. I'm so humbled every day and I get so excited to work with them, to just watch them rise alongside each other. Like when women work together, something completely different happens than ever happened before. I know that there's sometimes been a paradigm of women being like, oh no, are we in competition and all these things? And we're busting that paradigm. We're really shifting that because this is the shift. Moving forward. And we're also shifting the mentality that healers have to be like starving artists, like starving and like money is somehow bad, and that we're not allowed to actually make a living doing what we love to do and helping the world be a better place and helping people heal. So we're shifting those things together, and it's incredible, making the world a better place through our businesses. I always say that business is your path to spiritual awakening, and it absolutely is.
So this we did talk about that on the last show you were on, about how this is a journey. And, you know, I've been out there for about 15 years now, and I have been in Europe and in Egypt and in Canada, back and forth across and in the States. And way back when I first started this, I really wanted to move into this way of being. And there, you know, I really studied with a lot of people, and I did, you know, did all the work in that. And I was getting such good results like right away that when I first got in, I was on all the big shows and I didn't even have a website yet, hardly. And one day a woman emailed me and she asked me, should I buy your program or pay your rent? Or pay my rent? And I said to her, pay your rent. And then just the next day, Dr. Pat from the Dr. Pat Show contacted me and said, I think you need to be on radio. And that's what inspired me to have this show. It's been about 6.5 years, every Wednesday, to allow people to call in. And I've shared so many people from the holistic market and people from around the world. And there is no competition. You're in competition with yourself.
Yeah, that's the only relationship to clear. And if we lead with our hearts and lead with generosity, like we know we are, then it just all becomes easy. And then people do things like ask you to make a radio show.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was like, I don't know if I know how to do a radio show. But then Pat has a very persuasive assistant, Linda, and she talked me into it.
So it works.
And I've been here for 6.5 years every Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, doing this, incredible.
Because I wanted people to have the opportunity to enjoy a different lifestyle. And so I love working with people who like to grow things.
Yay, that's what we're all up to. I love it.
Yeah, and you're going to be at the Holistic Market, aren't you?
Yeah, on Sunday, September 15th at the Holistic Market in Kelowna at the Packing House. I'm so excited.
So I'm going to be happy. I'm going to get to see you in person. So what else are you up to, Elizabeth?
Let's see. Well, the Women's Holistic Business Conference is coming up in a couple of weeks, September 20th through 22nd, and I'm super excited about that event.
So, you know, we have to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to get you to tell us all about your conference.
Yay.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in 1-800-930-2819. We do love to hear from you. Let's make some shift happen. We'll be right back.
I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You are also seeing us live on Facebook if you're on Facebook. And I've got the most beautiful Elizabeth Beads here on the show with me today.
Yay, and I'm so happy to be here.
It's always fun connecting with Elizabeth. This woman is a powerhouse. She is amazing and has empowered so many people to rise to the occasion. And Elizabeth, we have a caller. So I would just like to take that call and we'll see if it's a question for you or if it's an energetic shift. I'll energetically shift you talk. Carter, who do we have calling in?
Yeah, we have Marie from France. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie.
Hello, at long last, Colette.
It's so good to hear your lovely voice.
Yes.
So
we had so much contact, and then things went well for me. Are going well. So I've not been as in much contact. Thanks to you.
Oh, that's awesome. I know. I'm just going to fill you in, Elizabeth. Marie, I think we met, I don't know, we figure 9 or 10 years ago in Vancouver when I was doing a talk. I do these free shift happens live talk events just going to remember to say this now, that I have one on Friday night on the 20th of September, and also I have one on the 27th. So I have them from 7 to 9. I have my layer 3 and layer 4 programs. Those programs, you have to have taken the layer 1 and layer 2 to attend, but the free live talk is available to everyone. When Marie came to my talk in Vancouver, yikes, how long? We don't want to date ourselves, Marie.
Something like 15 years ago, but I'm not sure.
And she was really wanting to move to Paris, and she was already in Europe, and she was in this place of wanting to move forward in her life. And so she tell us what happened since you called into the radio show last time.
Oh, well, career was always my relative strong point, but relationship was always the tricky one. Now I have a happy family, happy home, and I have also myself and those around me to thank, but Colette has been a really significant part of shifting me along the way.
Well, you know, Elizabeth is a big fan of balance in life, right, Elizabeth?
Absolutely.
And so what would you like for Elizabeth? Like, did you have a question, or did you have something you would like energetically shifted? What can we do for you today, Marie?
Yes, please. I in fact, have more good news that links into my request. So I have another article that's been accepted for publication, and which means that I'm a prime candidate to I think we'll make it easier to get a new academic position as a professor at another school. But I'm kind of wanting a shift for that, but in a way that is aligned with my work within spirituality, both that I'm accepted there and not thought of as this kind of woo-woo weirdo, and also that it gives me the time and space and freedom and support for me to continue and to grow my spiritual work.
So I would just like to get a baseline from you, like 10 being hair on fire and panicking, am I going to get this done, and 0 being neutral. Where are you on that scale right now?
Maybe that's part of the problem, because there's kind of a 4 and a 7 and an 8 that pop up in mind. Where am I?
Elizabeth, you are the perfect person to answer this for her.
Oh, I love it. You know, when I think of what you're saying is like you're a little bit concerned that you won't be accepted in this moving forward. And maybe that'll help to integrate it, is that, and you all know this, everybody who's watching and listening, is that that acceptance starts within. And so we have to start there. We can't wait for like, can I do this thing and not have people think that I'm too woo-woo? But it's that you have to start with accepting you fully, and then you'll put out that energy to the world. When you don't accept yourself, that energy in the world becomes people not accepting you. When you fully accept yourself, everybody will accept you. How does that sound?
Yeah, it gets shivers from it. So, yeah.
So, Elizabeth, you talk, you know, you were going to share these 3 secrets with us, or not secrets, but ways of to move forward in your business. And I love what you say. It's important to look after your body. What else?
Yeah, absolutely. And are you going to be doing the shifting while we're chatting?
Cool. I'm always shifting.
So our caller's going to continue. Our caller's going to continue to be shifted. Then while I chat,
yeah, you tell her. You tell her that what you would do, and I will just energetically work on behind the scenes.
Yes. Cool. Well, like I was saying, it starts with the inner acceptance and then inner alignment. Like getting yourself clear on what it is your greater purpose. Like what it is that, what's your soul calling you to do? What it is that your heart is saying, please, let's go here. And it takes courage. It takes courage to move forward in those ways and to fully line up with where it is you want to go, regardless of anybody else. So you're not waiting for permission anymore. You're not asking anybody. You're claiming your own life. And you're getting really clear about where you're going. So that's really the beginning, the foundation. That's kind of like step one. You're getting really clear about where you're going for you, not for anybody else in the world. I think as women, we oftentimes try to do this for other people, right? Like we instantly have the thoughts, what will everybody else think? And how can I take care of everybody else? And as women, we're hardwired to do that. And that's a good thing, right? Like this is why like families and society exists, because women are the caretakers, right? But sometimes we have to shift that and come back into ourselves and get clear about why we're doing what we're doing. How does that sound?
Yes, yes, exactly.
And, you know, I call that like the authentic self triad.
Yes.
Where, you know, your body, soul, and spirit, a lot of people will focus on the physical and they don't take into account the spiritual bank account or the soul, what the soul is, you know, what the universe does basically is we get this little nudge, nudge, nudge. And then if we don't listen to that, we tend to get, you know, the frying pan treatment. And if that's not effective, then we'll get the, you know, 2x4. So it's really important to be strong to all your sensitivities, to all, a lot of people who are in holistic business are very sensitive people. And we want to strengthen all of that sensitivity to work for you so that all your senses are working for you rather than against you. And that just reminds me, in honor of Elizabeth, because this is one of my favorite, and I think it might be a little bit high here on the camera, so I'm just going to pull her down. Oh, this is an original painting I did, and it's called Sensuality. And I thought of Elizabeth on the show today, and I thought, geez, this one is so pretty.
And it's one of my favorite colors.
So I'll put this back up here. And I just want to check in with you. How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, Marie. I would say I'm at a 2, which can melt into neutral. And it makes me feel more empowered, because I've been procrastinating about some of the spiritual things, and I haven't quite understood myself about it.
So Elizabeth, I was just, she's at a 2 now. And from your experience, and you said it takes a lot of courage to do this. Tell us about that. How did you get the courage? I did a painting, like my paintings, most of them are really big. And generally they take 6 months to do or so, because I've been working on them for almost 13 years now. But when I got to courage, which was the solar plexus, it took me 3 years.
Courage is a big, huge piece. And it's like the key. It's like the key that gets to be unlocked. And courage, I was talking to some people last night, you don't have to have courage to have courage. Like courage isn't a prerequisite for courage. Courage means you don't know where it's going. You're stepping off the ledge. It feels scary. That's normal for things to feel out of your comfort zone and unfamiliar and a little bit scary. And that's when you know that courage is required. And I used to, yeah, go ahead.
I just love that. We're going to have to take a short break here. But I just love that, because courage is something that you gain as you do.
Yes, that's so true.
It's and you got to remember to breathe.
You totally do.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, so to speak.
Marie, if you want to stay on while we take the short break, we can check in with you and see if we can get you totally neutral and really strong to taking the next step. Would you like to hang in there for a couple more minutes?
I would love to.
All right. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have the amazing Elizabeth Beads here and the amazing Marie from France on the phone. Well, you can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com and also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. I'm on social media, The best place to find me on social media is Facebook at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back right after this short break.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're also live on Facebook. We've got the amazing Elizabeth Beads here, and we have Marie patiently waiting on the phone. But before we talk to you, Marie, I just want to make sure that Elizabeth shares her contact information with everyone, because she's got this big event coming up also. It's huge. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, I want to tell them about it. This is a good time. If y'all go to womensholisticbusinessacademy.com, we'll post a link in Facebook for those of you who are watching on Facebook. And what we have is the Women's Holistic Business Conference coming up. Can I take a minute to tell them? Because I have a special thing for the Truth is Funny listeners.
Absolutely.
So it's a 3-day entrepreneurial training for women who are in business or who want to be in business. And it's really holistically focused, and it's a feminine spiritual holistic approach to business. And it's a 3-day powerful training where they'll get all the tools that they need to move forward and create businesses that are thriving. So I'm really excited to share this. It's only one time a year that I do this, and it's a $700 training, and women from all over the world are coming to it. But I have scholarship passes for your listeners. full scholarships, which means that they only have to pay a tiny admin fee. So if they go on the website, they'll see those scholarship passes there and they can claim a scholarship pass. They also put down a little seat deposit when they get back at the door. But this incredible training, only one time a year do I offer some scholarship passes to it. And I wanted to make sure that your listeners got an opportunity to grab a scholarship pass if they are anywhere in British Columbia or even further. Those of you who are listening from Kelowna, come to the Women's Holistic Business Conference. It's September 20th through 22nd, and we have scholarship passes for you.
And, you know, Elizabeth and I were talking about how when we do our best not to have conflicting events, and somehow we do. But I said to her, I always do the talks on the Friday for 2 hours. It's a short talk, and then I energetically shift people. So if you can't make it to my talk on the 20th, come to my one on the 27th at the Kanata Hotel, and I'll energetically shift what she taught you so that you do it faster.
I love that. It's perfect. And the thing is, when women are stepping into business and all the like the technology pieces sometimes, or the visibility or the courage and the confidence it takes, we need the shifts in our hearts and our souls and our internals, because we can have all the business tools to move forward, but unless we get those internal shifts, those tools we won't be able to use. So Colette is perfect to shift.
And you and I were talking before the show that I love to energetically shift whatever. I'm the queen of shift. But I just love that you have taken this so that I can, I have 20, after my layer four seminar, I will have 21, I think, official modern day dragon sayers, which is something that I'm really, really thrilled about, because this is the foundation of the program was only complete 2 years ago. And so I am just so thrilled to be able to send people somewhere to learn these skills when they're ready to go and do that. Or if they already have these skills, but can't seem to find a way to make them, you know, make the move, I'm really good at shifting that. We have Marie patiently waiting all the way from France. So I've been energetically shifting this a little bit more. Where are you at right now? Marie.
I'm just smiling and feeling empowered, and I've not been waiting. I've just been being and happily listening. So I thank both of you for your words of wisdom and your vibes of energy.
And congratulations on another peer-reviewed article. Way to go.
Thank you.
That's a huge accomplishment. All right. Thank you, Marie, for calling in. We have another caller. Elizabeth, are you in the mood for shifting some more women?
Yeah, let's get them on.
Carter, who do we have?
All right. We have Julie from Ontario. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie.
Hi again.
I have some regulars on the show, Elizabeth. They figured out that they can call in, shift something, and then they move forward, and then they call in and shift for more. And this is what I love, is determined people. So, Julie, what can Elizabeth and I do for you today?
Oh, gosh. I guess kind of being more in my power. There's a couple things kind of coming up. So I guess I called last time about being a caregiver for my parents, and that's felt more comfortable. But basically, I'm taking a lot of space away from them, which is great, and doing a bit of seems more easeful. So thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm glad that it's shifting. We've had several people calling in lately with people that need care. I had one of my clients, her friend had a heart attack, and they didn't find her for 25 minutes, and she was in a coma. And, you know, they had given up hope for her at the hospital, but she energetically wanted to stay alive. And she woke up like 2 weeks later and knew the doctor's first name. So, you know, miracles happen all the time. And so we just want to strengthen for you. You know, I'm getting that that for you to be in your power, Elizabeth, what would you recommend for her? Like when you're in a situation where you have to care for others and they need you, and you also still need to fulfill what you want to do. What's your advice for people?
I think that this is something that a lot of people go through. So you're not alone in that place where you end up having to care for other people. And it's going to seem like I'm just saying something that you already know, but you have to take care of yourself first. It's that whole thing. We've all heard it, like put the oxygen mask on you first before you put it on anybody else. And that, like we were saying to Marie before this, like we're always thinking, how can I take care of everybody else first? Like, how can I be concerned with what everybody else is thinking? We have to take care of ourselves first. So drop in and make sure on a daily basis that you're getting your own time. And that's the healthiest thing that you can do or for them, is take time just for you to get outside, go for a walk, like something simple. Because when we're in that position where we're needing to take care of other people, if we say like, oh, you should go spend like weeks on vacation or days at the spa, that's going to be too big of a jump. But how can you take
care of yourself? It sounds good though.
Right? How can you take care of yourself in the small ways to keep yourself full and to keep your cup full and yourself replenished? How can you take care of yourself in your own ways right now?
So Julie, when you get in touch with that, are you looking after yourself?
I feel like I am, but I could be doing maybe a bit better care. But I have a thing where I either just check out of my responsibilities and just take care of me and kind of put them on the back burner, or I go all the way kind of like into care, and I put my, like, it's like I kind of go from one extreme to the other sometimes, so where I'm ignoring my responsibilities.
So for a lot of people, you know, what I enter on an energetic level, if you can get neutral to the absolute worst thing that could happen, and then you can get neutral to the absolute best thing that can happen, then you can be neutral to the in-between. And it's just coming up energetically. It's when you're in between, it's either go, 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 or don't is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you to be neutral to every place that you're at, so that when you get into this place of neutrality, that's not indifference. What it is your ability to take responsibility for your life. And responsibility is just your ability to be able to respond to life's problems. So we're just getting, that's what I'm energetically shifting. What number are you at right now, Julie?
Very interesting. I think I'm feeling a bit of terror, and I don't think it's related. I'm not sure it's related, but that's kind of what's coming up. Fear. I'm going to 5. I don't know.
Okay, about a 5. So Elizabeth, when people are in business, like you have these 3 keys that you wanted to share, you know, we've talked about looking after yourself physically. What recommendation would you give Julie?
Well, I really heard Julie when you were talking saying you're either taking like complete care of yourself or like being not taking care of those other people, or you're fully taking care of those other people. So you're living in those, either one or the other, and kind of like Colette was saying, getting neutral. And when we're in life or in business and we're helping people, there is that feeling of like that split, like that, why do we do that as humans? I don't even know. But that split of duality, like it has to be one or extreme or the other. And that's what pushes us to being imbalanced. So it's like you have to just claim your own self in so many ways so that you can come back to that healthy middle ground where you're able to take care of people and yourself. And that holds true for Julie's situation and also for everybody listening. Like, how many of you have blown out when you've gone too far in one direction or the other? And sometimes I think that there's part of us that's making us do that so that we'll blow out, so that we'll pull back from really being of service and having really healthy lives. So Julie, how can you find your balance? Like, how can you come to that middle point where you're not doing those extremes? And I ask that for everybody as well. How can you find that point where you're balanced in yourself? And those of you who are in business, you're always giving. It's really the same story. How can you find that point of balance?
Are you there, Julie?
Yeah. I think, I mean, I don't know an easy answer. I think there's a part of me that's like when I'm pulling out, I'm trying to reclaim my own space and I'm not really moving on my own creative work. I haven't, there's a kind of band of resistance there.
So you know, what's coming up on an energetic level, we only have a minute here before the break. Can you hold on, Julie, through the break? And then I can work on this a little bit more. But I'm getting that the number one weakness for you right now is you're caught between a rock and a hard place. And that's expectations and anticipation. Those are two of the cards in my deck. Expectations create limitations, because if we expect that it has to happen this way, then it creates limitations when the universe kind of gives us a little nudge. Well, maybe you would rather have this and it would be even better. Anticipation. We have to take a short break right now. If you hold on over the break, Elizabeth and I will check in with you. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have Elizabeth Beads on the show here with me. I'm having so much fun sharing all this wonderful information with all of you. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819. Call in and we'll make some shift happen.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook with Elizabeth Beads, and we also have a caller on right now, Julie. And Julie was stuck at a 5, caught in the middle of where she wants to go and where she is. Liz, I just want to check in with you. Julie, where are you at now?
I'm testing for 3.
Yeah, okay. And so, Elizabeth, what other words of advice would you like to share with Julie regarding being caught in the middle?
Oh my gosh. One of the things I see that holds women back the most is indecision. And that's the same feeling, even though Julie's feeling like caught in the middle of taking care of somebody else versus taking care of herself. It's indecision. It's being in that middle ground that often troubles women the most. Like, who here agrees? Nod your heads. Who here agrees? That sometimes it's that indecision that will stop you from moving forward. And Julie might even be in that place of like, I'm not deciding about something and not claiming it. And the only way that we can get through that is to push ourselves through it. Like it's not a lovely like spiritual process where you're going to get to light a candle and have it be feeling like a massage. Sometimes making that decision, whatever it is, to claim your own self and trust that people are going to be supportive. Those people that you're supposed to be taking care of, when you say like, this is what I need to do for me, guess what? Your greatest fear that they judge you or guilt trip you or whatever might actually be not true. And when you say, I'm going to take care of myself or whatever, I'm going to do this business or the things that you're all wanting to do, people will line up to support you. And your whole family and your whole world, the energy, the universe, all of it, it just lines up to support you when you get clear and you make a decision. So decision-making can be something huge for all of our lives. And there's no easy way around it. It is just like pushing yourself through the eye of the needle, making a decision for you and just getting there.
How does that feel to you now, Julie?
I think there's something about like forcing decisions that I'm kind of uncomfortable with. And I have many, not just on my own life, but for the folks I'm looking after.
So on an energetic level right now, the leading weakness for you just at this moment is the thought of having to be so many people. And so many of us have multiple personalities. And what I mean by that is like caps that we wear. If we're going to a PTA meeting, we're going to wear a different cap than when, you know, we're talking to a toddler or when we're with our lover or whatever. So we have all these different caps that we wear as we go through life, these personalities. And so it's important that when we have too many of those personalities, these personalities are created when we are in a challenging place and we want to move through. But if we have too many of them, what happens is we need to let some of them go because they kind of get like bored teenagers that don't want to hang around their parent anymore. And so I'm just strengthening you to take all your different caps, your personalities, all the shirts you wear, and to use the right personality for the right job. So that whenever when you're in that place, that the strongest part of you is moving forward in that way. And then if you want it, and so because all of these different aspects of ourselves are all beautiful. And so we just strengthen that for you. Elizabeth, any last advice here for Julie?
I don't think so. Just, I heard you, Julie, when you said like forcing the decision, that was something that didn't feel right to you. And yes, make sure that you don't do that. Don't come from a place of force to it, but come from a place of claiming what you want next for your life so that it feels easeful rather than forceful.
Julie, we just want to check in with you one more time here to see where are you at.
Okay, I think I'm at 0 now.
So, you know, when they say put your oxygen mask on first, you have to remember when you put it on to breathe. Right? So we're just going to strengthen that for you and everyone else out there because, you know, this is an alarming day. This is 9-1-1. The energy behind this day causes a lot of stress in people because of the memory I mean, most of us remember where we were when that happened. And it there's a memory that's held in the body psychosomatically that we want to energetically let go of. So that if we hear sirens today or there's things going crazy or whatever, that we just go back here, back to the center. and make sure that as well as giving others, we're giving ourselves. And so thank you so much, Julie, for calling in. And it's such a pleasure. And it's so brave of you to share this. And you've expressed for what many, many people are going through. And so this is empowering people just by you calling in and saying, hey, I would like to have a shift. So thank you.
Thanks for mentioning 911. It's actually that helped clear.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people have traumas held by that number and by that date. And so I've been working on that for a few days now because I could just feel it coming in. It's just, you know, we have a choice to look at the world as alarming or to look at it as alarmingly beautiful. So thank you for calling in. Elizabeth, we have a few minutes left here. Carter, how much time do we have left?
We have about 2.5 minutes.
Okay, so we're going to let Elizabeth go for a couple minutes here, and then I'll close up. Elizabeth.
Sounds great. Well, I would just like to invite any woman who's feeling in a place of transition to claim for yourself your own power. And what that means is just making decisions for yourself. And then I invite you also to check out womensholisticbusinessacademy.com. That's where we've placed the scholarship passes and the information on the Women's Holistic Business Conference. So for those of you who are holistic practitioners, yoga teachers, spiritual leaders, health coaches, and wellness professionals, this is an incredible 3-day event that you can come to on a scholarship and get business training for 3 days. And my biggest tip for women, so we were doing some tips today and you heard us like coming into balance and claiming for yourself what your next step is. And one of my biggest tips for you all is to get support. And those of you who called in, thank you so much, because getting support can change your life. So whatever you do, don't try to do it alone. Women we're too good at doing it alone and we end up in situations that are difficult. So get support. Get networked, get accountability, get support in your life for everything that you're doing, because you're all incredible. And that's what we're doing at the Women's Holistic Business Conference. We're providing support for women who are making a difference in the world. So like I said, you can all go check out womensholisticbusinessacademy.com.
All right. And, you know, we're coming to the end of the show here. I just didn't want to forget that I have my Be Irresistible Telespa on Thursday night. You can look that up at thetruthisfunny.com. You can buy them individually or become a member and do all 12. This one is Fat Wallet Skinny Jeans. So thank you everyone for listening, all the audience out there. Elizabeth, thank you for being so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations for being on the cover. And thank you, Carter, for producing the show. And of course, Pat, for giving us and her team, for giving all of us this opportunity to speak about these things so openly. We'll be back next Wednesday. Bye for now. See you next Wednesday.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Elizabeth. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.